Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Thursday morning, May 7th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it. Biomed News breaks AI meets multiomics. iCardio Diagnostics Holdings, Inc. targets earlier, more precise cardiac insights. Cardio Diagnostics Holdings aims to revolutionize cardiovascular disease management with AI and multiomic biomarkers for more precise insights. By analyzing genetic and epigenetic data, the company's platform translates molecular signals from blood samples into actionable information for earlier intervention and targeted treatment planning. This innovative approach addresses the challenge of silent disease progression, offering personalized care strategies. Learn more at https://ibn.fm/z5q1l.
Biomed News breaks Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. completes $12,500,000 N2B asset transfer to Lunai Bioworks, granting global rights to its N2B delivery system IP in biodefense in Alzheimer's disease fields. The agreement aims to develop CNS-targeted therapeutics, leveraging the N2B platform for intranasal delivery to the central nervous system. Lunai Bioworks will focus on biodefense and Alzheimer's, while Oncotelic retains rights for Parkinson's disease and sexual dysfunction indications.
Network news breaks. Masimo Group launches Sentinel 770 HDACU TV, targets $10 million revenue in 2026. Masimo Group has unveiled its new Sentinel 770 HVACU TV, now available for pre-orders and initial dealer orders. With integrated heating and cooling, this model aims to fill a gap in the UTV market by offering climate control below $20,000. The company anticipates the Sentinel line to bring in around $10 million in revenue by 2026, catering to consumer, commercial, fleet, agricultural, and municipal buyers.
AAA tests E versus ability to handle hot weather. Electric vehicles were put to the test by the American Automobile Association, AAA, to see how they handle high temperatures. The results show that while heat does impact performance, it is manageable. This research provides valuable insights for companies like Masimo Group to consider as EV technology continues to improve, making them more reliable in all weather conditions. Service robotics rise transforms how businesses operate. Service robotics are transforming how businesses operate worldwide as organizations embrace automation to address workforce shortages and efficiency challenges. Market projections estimate significant growth from $31 billion in 2026 to over $131 billion by 2034. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., known as TechForce Robotics, is strategically positioning itself in this sector with real-world deployment and collaborations. Industry leaders like NVIDIA Corporation, Tesla, Inc., and Amazon.com, Inc., are also driving advancements in AI-driven robotics.
Investor news breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. positions for growth in expanding AI-driven service robotics market. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is strategically positioning itself in the expanding AI-driven service robotics market. With a focus on real-world deployment and strategic collaborations, the company is targeting hospitality, service, and biotech pharma environments through a robotics-as-a-service model. As the industry shifts towards practical, in-market deployment, Knight Food is advancing partnerships and infrastructure development to support global expansion within this growing sector.
Tech Media Breaks, Data Vault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. Data Vault AI announced the closing of its registered direct offering of approximately 109.1 million shares, generating gross proceeds of about $60 million. The company plans to use the net proceeds for deployment of its quantum-ready GPU edge network, infrastructure build-out, equipment, working capital, and general corporate purposes. Titan Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the offering.
Investor news breaks. Medwell I, Inc. reports Q1 2026 results. Revenue growth and reduced losses. Medwell I, Inc. announced its Q1 2026 results, showing significant revenue growth and reduced losses. The company reported total revenue of $618,676 for the quarter, up from $281,318 in the prior year, with a net loss reduced to $227,939. Medwell AI reaffirmed its full-year revenue guidance of $2.30 million and outlined plans for strategic acquisitions to expand its AI-driven B2B pharma procurement operations.
Aclarion announces inducement grant to new commercial director, Western U.S. Aclarion Inc. announced an inducement grant to Daniel Keefe, the new commercial director, Western U.S. The grant includes an option to purchase 17,000 shares of Aclarion's common stock. The stock option has specific vesting terms over 4 years, contingent on Mr. Keefe's continued service with the company. This grant aligns with Aclarion's growth strategy amid increasing demand for its Gnosis and platform.
Recognition of excellence at the Government Center. Miami-Dade County honors Rafael Donadio for national security and technological sovereignty. Miami-Dade County honored Rafael Donadio for his exceptional work in cybersecurity and national security at the Government Center. Commissioner Karen Diaz-Granados presented him with a certificate of recognition for his leadership in protecting critical infrastructure and government entities. Donadio's expertise in cybersecurity and technological sovereignty has made him a strategic asset for the United States, particularly in safeguarding public institutions and Florida school districts.
Investor News Breaks Information Services Group rings NASDAQ closing bell to mark 20th anniversary. Ed said Information Services Group will ring the NASDAQ closing bell on May 5th, 2026, at the NASDAQ market site in New York to celebrate its 20th anniversary. The company has evolved into an AI-centered technology research and advisory firm with 1,500 professionals serving over 900 clients globally. For more details, visit the company's website.
Tech Media Breaks. SkyX Platforms Corp. to deploy smart technologies in French hotel renovation. Tech Media Breaks reports that SkyX Platforms Corp. is set to deploy smart home and building technologies in the renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourgogne, France. The project with Group OTT will include thousands of lighting and safety units in a three-phase plan. For more information, visit SkyX Platforms Corp's website. A News Breaks, MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB, MBQIF develops cross-language AI model for intoxication detection. MindBio Therapeutics Corp., CSE, MBIO, Frankfurt, WF6, OTCQB. MBQIF has unveiled a language-agnostic AI speech model to detect drug and alcohol intoxication across multiple languages. This innovation aims to enhance scalable, non-invasive testing for industries requiring high-volume safety screening.
Investor News Breaks, A2Z Cus 2Mate Solutions Corp. expands retail media with new brand advertising agreements. A2Z Cus 2Mate Solutions Corp. expands retail media with new brand advertising agreements, including Under Armour, Santa Barbara Polo Club, Slazenger, Rolex, and Swiss Brand, on its smart car platform in Israel. This move supports the growth of its retail media division and enhances the monetization of its in-store media network. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 50V0 to attend Soft Week 2026. Tech Media Breaks, Spark AI Inc. is set to participate in Soft Week 2026 in Tampa from May 18th to 21st. The company will focus on business development, partner engagement, and advancing the commercialization of its Overwatch GPS-denied navigation platform. Spark AI also plans to expand its team in the U.S., South, and Australia with a cash position exceeding $3 million. SkyX will deploy its technologies in its first European hotel during a master renovation of the Grand Hotel du Parc, a historical hotel in La Bourboule, France. Part of Group OTT, SkyX Technologies will deploy its advanced smart technologies in the historical Grand Hotel du Parc in La Bourboule, France, as part of a master renovation project. The renovation includes rooms, suites, bars, restaurants, spa, gym, and more. SkyX and Group OTT plan to collaborate on additional hotels, aiming to revolutionize the hotel industry with time and cost-saving game-changing technologies.
Consumer electronics face chip shortages as AI data centers proliferate. Makers of consumer electronics, like laptops and smartphones, are grappling with chip shortages due to the surge in chip demand from AI data centers. Despite the different chip requirements, companies like Broadcom Inc. are thriving, providing software solutions to the booming data center industry. Trillion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focusing on top companies, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communication solutions.
HeartBeam Inc. tackles heart disease with next-generation ECG solutions. HeartBeam Inc. is tackling heart disease with its next-generation ECG solutions. The company aims to transform how ECG data are collected and used through its innovative HeartBeam system. With cardiovascular disease remaining a major global health challenge, HeartBeam's technology is positioned to improve how cardiac conditions are identified and monitored, addressing the persistent gaps in early detection. Learn more about this initiative on the company's newsroom website. Planet Ventures, Inc. positions itself for the next phase of commercial space infrastructure expansion as the industry shifts focus from launches to sustaining operations in orbit. The concept of space infrastructure gains importance. With investments in orbital energy and space robotics, Planet Ventures aims to be at the forefront of this transition. Stay updated on their latest news at the company's newsroom.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.